All right, it's my great pleasure to introduce. But before I introduce our first panel, we're going to hear a few words from Bob Shull of the Public Welfare Foundation. Bob has been working on regulatory reform issues for many years. After graduating from Stanford Law School, he worked at Public Citizen for a number of years, then went on to do more regulatory reform work at OMB Watch, and now he is with the Public Welfare Foundation. So join me in welcoming Bob Shull.
Hi. I uncharacteristically will really only have a few words, and that's we're really excited to welcome you here to the Lankford Auditorium of the True Reformer Building, which is now the headquarters of the Public Welfare Foundation. In addition to making grants, we love to make this space available, and this space is available for free to nonprofits. And I just wanted to let you know that this space is the space in which Duke Ellington gave his first public performance. This is a reconstruction of that stage, and these are the original railings for what we suppose was the balcony on which you had your dinner, then you come down to here and dance and enjoy the music. Yes, and we did not name this building the True Reformer Building. That was what it was named when we purchased it, but we always hope to live up to that spirit, and we know that you all are doing that as well. We're really very proud to be able to support the Center for Progressive Reform. I mean, I can say from my time as an advocate and from the perspective that I have now that CPR in very short order established itself as an essential voice. I mean, at a time when what passed for debate was, should we use a 3% or a 7% discount rate, debate now includes, well, should we be discounting at all, and what does that mean? So we're really excited to see all of you here. Many of you are names that I've seen on law review papers or white papers, or I've been your colleague or your friendly opposition, and it's really good to see all of you coming together for the robust debate that's been promised. We're very pleased to be supporting CPR and to be able to help in a small way make this event possible, because these issues that you're discussing, these 3% or 7% discount rates and cost-benefit analysis and unitary executive or not-so-unitary executive, all of these issues ultimately are very important to people's lives. And the proof, of course, is out there with all of the children who died or had brain injury or liver damage from Reye syndrome. People today who are wondering when they leave their job, what is this dust that's covering me and what is that going to do to me? These issues are incredibly important to people's lives. And we're really excited to see you here debating them. And we look forward to a really robust debate. So thank you.
Thank you, Bob. So